Hello, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Ben, and we're broadcasting today from Longtown Primary School.
By the time you hear this, we'll probably have broken up from the holiday, and so we'd like to wish everybody a happy Christmas. We're going to take you backstage to give you an idea of what it's been like in the run-up to Christmas.
We're heading over to the school office to talk to Emma.
Hello, Emma. Thanks for letting us interview you today.
We know you're very busy, but to start with, can you tell us a bit about your job here in school?
Yes, I can. So I have a fabulous job. My title is the administrator, which I think is a fabulous word. So I get to sit in the office and do lots and lots of organising our day, making sure everyone's where they should be, and solving problems, which is what my favourite part of that is being able to solve problems.
That must be a bit boring on the computer all the time.
The computer bit can be a bit tedious, but actually it's because I'm using emails all the time, it means I'm talking to lots and lots of different people, so actually I quite enjoy it.
Is this your first Christmas here?
It is my first Christmas at Longtown, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where were you before this?
So I was, before this job, my last job was working in a school in a place called Aberdare, which is in the Welsh Valleys, so just a few miles into Wales.
What's your favourite part of Christmas here, to start with?
So far, it's been sitting in my office, keeping my door open, so I can hear all the singing that's going on in the hall.
That sounds nice.
It does.
What's your favourite bit about Christmas personally?
Because I'm a bit older, my children are much older, so I don't get to see them every day because they're off living their lives in different places. So it's nice because then I get to have them at home and I get to have them all together and spend time with them. So it's family for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What things do you sort of organise here?
Okay, so thinking about after Christmas now into January, class 4 and class 3 are both going to be going down to the outdoor centre and doing rock climbing and orienteering down there. In the spring, so in January, the dance club are going to carry on. They're going to be running again, so we've got that organised. Mr. Cracknell is working very, very hard on the roundhouse, and hopefully into the spring we'll start to see that and taking shape out there. And just a little addition that I like is January, in the month of January, is the Chinese New Year. And it's going to be the year of the rabbit this year, which I rather like.
Rabbit.
Thank you so much for letting us interview today. Sounds exciting. I hope you enjoy your Christmas.
Thank you.
Now to talk to some Year 6 students. This will be their last Christmas in primary school, and we're wondering how they're feeling.
Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Theo.
How are you feeling about this last Christmas at school?
Not quite sure. I'm happy, sad and confused.
All emotions.
I'm Harvey and I'm really sad because I've been here for most of my life and I'm really going to miss it when I go up to high school.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's William and what I'm going to miss about here is all the presents we get off the school.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ariana, and I'm really sad about leaving school.
Sad about leaving school?
Well, all the presents we get from, school on the last day.
I can't imagine how long you've been here.
Long time.
And lastly, what's your name?
I'm Emily.
How are you feeling about this last school?
I haven't really thought about it, but I'm feeling a bit sad.
Okay.
One last question for you all. What do you enjoy most about Christmas?
The thing I most enjoy is opening my presents and spending time with my family.
Most people like that. Over to you, Harvey.
The thing I most enjoy is my mum making Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I also enjoy my mum making Christmas dinner, but I also like spending time with my family.
What's your favourite part of Christmas?
I like when I'm going down to Nan's and eating her roast dinner. It's really delicious.
Thanks very much for sharing with us, and good luck when you move up to secondary school in the summer.
We're off now to talk to Class 2, who are very excited about performing in their nativity play. We're going to join them in the hall where they are busy practicing.
Hello, Walter. What part are you playing in your play?
I'm playing a shepherd and I look after the sheep.
What about you, Erin?
I am a king and I bring myrrh.
And Lily?
I am an innkeeper and they make sure the inns are tidy.
And what about you, the other Lily?
I'm a shepherd and I say hush hush to the sheep and they keep barring.
What's your favourite part in this play?
When the sheep snuck out of their field.
And what about you, Lily?
When Erin says, I bring a sheep, I'm an oopsie daisy, that's my lunch, I bring lunch.
And you, Walter?
The same as Lily. Where Erin gives a cheese sandwich and then she brings lunch.
That does sound quite funny.
How are you feeling about performing in front of all these people?
Nervous.
A psychic.
Nervous.
It's funny how everybody said nervous apart from you, Lily. I've got one more question. What's your favourite part about Christmas at home?
My birthday.
When's your birthday?
Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I'm fine. Presents.
What about you, Lily?
Dinner.
What do you like about about Christmas food?
Turkey, isn't it?
You really like turkey?
I like Christmas puddings.
What about you, Erin?
Calendars, because you get chocolate.
Thank you, all of you, again, and good luck with the play. To talk to Class 1 teacher Mrs. Jeffries and to talk to her about the performance and how's it going.
Hi boys, it's going really, really well. The children have worked really hard. We've even had mums in helping us with the backdrop, helping to learn lines. They've all got their costumes and they're raring to go now.
Will it be ready on time, do you think?
I hope so. We've got our dress rehearsal this afternoon and then tomorrow is our first performance.
What have been the biggest challenges so far?
I think we're very lucky that we've got preschool joining us this year, so it's a good age range. We've got 2-year-olds right up to 6-year-olds in this nativity, so that's been really exciting and a new challenge.
Know a little bit, but what are the funny bits about the play?
Well, the songs are rather groovy, but apart from that, the story is about three party sheep who are looking for a party, and they get swept up along in the tale. And yeah, it's a lovely twist on a traditional story.
One last thing, what's your favourite bit about Christmas at home?
Being with your family, making memories, and just having the time to all be together.
I think we better let you get back to your practicing. Good luck, and thank you.
Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the performance, boys.
Thank you. Last but not least, we have Angela, our school caretaker. Thanks for joining us, Angela. We've got a couple of questions for you, and Ben has the first one. Over to you, Ben.
Thanks, Lewis. Hello, Angela. It's very busy in school at the moment, with lots going on. What's the best things about being a school caretaker at Christmas, and what are the biggest challenges?
That's a very big question. Just very, very busy. Lots of tinsel, lots of mud on the floors.
Yeah.
Extra challenges.
A lot of dirtiness.
Yes, a lot of dirtiness, especially the ground outside.
What are the best things about being a school caretaker?
For me, it's coming to see the children, all of you. I love coming in to see you all. And then secondly is obviously the cleaning.
And is it different at Christmas?
More things, the staging is up, so you have to get around that. Most of the decorations are all up, and then you've got a limited space really to be able to clean, so you just have to try and do the best you can.
What's it like when everybody goes home?
A lot better, a lot easier to do it when there's nobody here. but I like coming in when I do because I like to see all of you, staff and children.
How much is there left behind? A lot of things or not?
I think the staff are very good. They pick up, and so do the children all pick up after them. But obviously there's bits and pieces about, and that's part of my job.
What about lost property?
Oh, lost property goes in the lost property bin.
A lot of it or not?
No, obviously some of it, we put it on Facebook that if there's anything lost, or we just stand outside with holding jumpers up and whatnot. Who's this belong to? Who does this belong to?
How long does the cleaning take?
So I start at 2 o'clock. And I usually finish at about 5:30, 6:30. So 3.5 hours roughly. And then on the weekend when it's a very, very big clean, it's about 4 hours.
And is it a big clean on holidays?
Yes, always a big clean in the holidays. The summer holidays is the biggest. Painting, just a big, deep clean.
So let's forget about school and ask what your Christmas at home will be like. And what's your favourite part of Christmas?
Very busy, but my children have grown up, so there's not that much to do. I'm not a big lover of Christmas because I lost my sister at Christmas time. So I just get on with it, really. Just get on with it. But I do like it. Yeah. Christmas Eve, I think, is my favourite. Christmas Eve, because I like the carols.
What's your favourite carol?
Silent Night.
I've never actually heard of that song.
Silent Night? Really? It's a beautiful carol. It's beautiful. Don't ask me to sing it because I'm not going to.
Thanks so much for talking to us and thanks for all you do.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that's it from us. We hope you've enjoyed listening. To finish, we have a Christmas joke and message. Ben, what's a joke?
What's Santa's favourite tool?
I don't know.
A ho ho ho.
That's quite funny.
Lewis, what's the message? Oh, I know.
Happy holidays, everybody.